people, and now you were saying a few minutes ago you are very tired. Are you going to spend the night here?
Yes, of course, because this is our decision. Because we are decision, because we respect the law more than the law, than the lawyer. Because you told us you have to get inside this house, and you said, okay, you won't speak. Because they won't cover us in some place for not seeing us, some people from outside. We agree with them, we enter in this house. Because we are asking our rights without violation. But they do the violation, they kick us. About 5% of us, or 5 people of us, they went to hospital today. So we are sorry for that.
You refused to go to the dormitorio, as you said before. You said dormitorio is not a solution for us.
Yes, because dormitorio means for us just like a prison. We enter in the dormitorio at 9 o'clock evening and get out in the morning at 7:30. All the night, all the day, you will fight, you make circulation around Milan at night because of the dormitorio. This is not for our solution. At the same time, we are not asking the Italian government to give us our money from their pockets. You know that the European community paid such of millions of dollars, especially for refugees in Italy. But we asked them not to give us all, even. Let them make some little humanity. Give us half of that money. Even we don't want the money to give us in cash. Make for me small house. Let me feel that I'm human. Get outside in the morning, search for looking for a job. I have to take a bathroom, sleep, good night. They refuse to respect this thing. At the same time, we know there is a lot of Eritrean and different refugees living in Europe countries. They have the right of the house. They have a right of education. They have a right for their life, and they have the protection. We are here living in the garden. First of all, we don't have protection for our life. The political refugees means it needs protection. If I'm a political, they accepted me as a political refugee. They have to respect the international law of July 1951. That's resolution, recommendation of Geneva. I'm not asking to change Italian law. Recommendation of July 1951 is my law, not Italian law. This is international law. You don't have the right to change it. The right of international law. So I'm asking them to give me my right. To see me as I am a human being. And we saw today their response. They kick us. Even you want to see my leg. This is my leg. Yes. No, we don't use a violation because they won't make us to do some mistakes. To find something to make that frustration inside us. But we control ourselves. Today they kick us, we didn't say go there, okay, but okay. And you know, at the same time, you know, in my country, we say the carabiner or the police is like a can, like a dog. Dog means owner of the dog will say, go make this, you will make. Don't make that, don't make. Carabiner means that such of thing. Because today we are a victim. We and the carabineros. Because they make us fight each other. So I'm so sorry for that thing. And
and tomorrow it will be another day. And what do you hope for tomorrow?
Yes, because we know that they don't have a correct decision. when we went to them today, their opinion was different. Before 1 hour they say something, after 1 hour they say another thing. This is one officer. He has a place. They are the leader. But before you take one decision, you have to think. We are not kids. This is Italia, Europa, first world. We are not in Africa. We know from where we came, what kind of things happened to us. So if you came to ask the protection, asking for a democracy, asking for liberty, but we didn't find that thing. At the same time, we respect the Italian people because they say they give their voices for one European constitution. But the state is doing is different than European constitution because we know our people living in Germany, in Inglaterra, in England, in Switzerland, in France, in Germany. They received all their rights. At the same time, the European Union pays this amount of money for each country, the same amount, like pay for 1% the same ration. So we asked them, where is our money is gone? Today we told them that if you don't ask to leave in this country, okay, we are obligated to live in this country. So we are going to try to go to Suecia with our food. They don't want to leave us here. They don't give us a house. So, and we told them that, and you don't have the right that to keep us here silent. Because that when you sleep in the jar, when you don't have the house, tomorrow, because a lot of Italians, they have different imagination about us. When some of us sleep in the garden, they saw in the morning, they thought this person is black, he's a thief, he's a druggist, he's an alcoholized, he sleeps here, they don't know the problem. They have the bad imagination about us. We don't want that because as a human being, I want to feel that I'm free. I have a right because I escaped. I know from where I'm escaped. I don't want to live in the same style. And I will live with fear, and I don't want to continue live in fear. Because when I came here, I thought that I would find that protection, make me free from any fears. But I live in the same fear, the same torture, in the same unhuman action.
Thank you.